At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
Is he not coming on now, Julio?
He's doing good.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah,
he's out of a...
What's that?
He's back now, isn't he?
Yeah, some intelligence agents picked him up in the middle of the night and took him in for some midnight climax or some shit. So now, like I said, I overslept. When I got a hold of him, he said he was getting ready for Bible study, so he's like that now.
Oh, what for, playmate?
Yeah, nah, it's all okay. Good. He was telling me that the program he went into, a lot of people wind up being like pastors and stuff like that.
Being pastors?
Yeah.
Right. He's truly all religious.
Yeah, he was. He went to Catholic school and all that.
All right, okay.
I'm religious, but I'm not. Let me rephrase that. I'm not religious, but I believe in Jesus. And I don't think Jesus believed in religion, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I think so. It's a taboo subject, isn't it, religion, really.
Yeah, all through the Bible, Jesus was going at it with the Pharisees, which were like the leaders of the Jewish religion, which was the religion at his time. And I don't like talking shit about Jews because Jesus was a Jew, but he was also calling them out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They didn't. The Jewish religion prophesied Jesus coming back several different times, and then when he did come back, the leaders of that Jewish religion, they didn't want to accept it because that would mean that they were going to lose their power and their jobs. You know, so they.
Right.
They didn't want to let that go. And that's the problem with mankind. They cannot handle power. Power corrupts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not religious, General?
No, mate. No, I went to the school as a kid.
What's that?
Part of school and all that, but no, mate, I'm not. It's not for me. It's just my opinion, this, mate. I've always seen it as being toxic. I never liked Sunday school. I thought they were weird in church.
Yeah.
Church was at the top of the street where I used to live when I was a kid. It was weird. But yeah, it's not for me. You know, I respect everybody else.
Right.
They believe everybody else believes if that makes sense. But me, no, mate, not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're quite contradictory. They can be quite contradictory, especially over here, especially with the increase of illegal immigrants and what they're, you know.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, they brought the Muslim side of it. No, it's huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot. You're over there.
We never had that growing up. We never had that growing up, mate.
You're not even allowed to have a knife over there, right?
Yes. You can't carry it around here, you know. I carry in the UK, you know.
Oh, my God. I dropped my... I got a... In between my seats and my truck, I got a machete. Because...
Yeah.
And I started doing that because during the George Floyd riots and shit where they were blocking traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, dude, if I got to get to the fucking hospital and these motherfuckers are just staying in the road. First of all, I ain't got time to stand in the fucking road all night because I got a job. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Now, I got an emergency. Let's say one of my kids or my wife needs to go to the hospital, and these motherfuckers are just standing in the middle of the expressway. Guess what? Somebody's getting their fucking head chopped off, and then I'll bet you the rest of them get the fuck out of the way. Right?
Yeah. What's the right? The right is it, mate, isn't there? In L.A.?
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? And that's about, like, immigration. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to do with something about immigration. I don't know what it's about. But it's fucking nuts because Israel just fucking started World War III. And these motherfuckers are out here blocking the roads worrying about a border fucking issue. You know what I mean? They do that shit on purpose, man. It's a distraction and a psyop.
Definitely premeditated, definitely.
And
it's what they want, isn't it, mate?
What's that?
It's what they want.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me see here.
Constantly having problems, mate. It is the real way. Really, just service.
Tell the King of England to get his shit together.
Oh, mate.
He's too busy. Drinking adrenochrome and shit, right?
Oh, mate. Well, King, gay. Eh? He was, it's always, mate, they're creepy fuckers, aren't they? They are creepy. The wrong ones, they're all wrong ones. We know what they're up to.
Did you ever see the video? The naked dude was trying to climb out of the window at Buckingham Palace. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've seen that. No.
Yeah, that was back in the 80s. Like, they literally fucking hold people hostage in there. Fucking, I don't know if it's gay stuff or... Now, they definitely got some crazy shit going on. But it's not just your government. It's all government. You know, all of them are fucked in the head. You know, Trump.
I don't doubt that for a minute, mate. But the paedophile rings are fucking, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are everywhere. you don't know who Peter Van Valley. You could be fucking living next door to one. They changed the names and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, you've heard about Trump and Elon Musk going back and forth. I think we talked about that off air, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, Elon Musk, his dad. Now, it's all... People don't fucking get in these positions by accident. His dad was rich. They were in business with the... You've heard... what is it? Beers Diamonds? So they were diamond miners in South Africa. But now his dad is married to his stepdaughter, and they got two kids.
Yeah, that sounds a bit fucked
up. Dude, he was taking care of this kid when she was 4 years old. The motherfucker's sick in the head, which means Elon is sick in the head. When you're raised with a motherfucker like that, you don't just skate by and get off scot-free, you know?
No, you don't, man. No.
So, and Elon...
It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Elon, he's got like 10 kids, but he doesn't... It's all like test tube babies.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not going to fuck in him, that lad. You can tell by looking.
He's probably got something wrong with his dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're here to fuck. That's what God put us here for. To procreate. And he's playing this. I think it's demonic, really. I mean, it goes into the... It goes into the transhumanism. You know what I mean? Like, that's why we had the flood in the first place, because the Nephilim were running around fucking. Oh, okay. The Nephilim were part angel and part human. And then they started fucking humans, which was corrupting the DNA. And then they started fucking animals, which is where we got like unicorns and Bigfoot and all that type of shit.
It's super fascinating, all that shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So what do you know about Charles Manson?
Charles Manson? I don't know a lot about him, mate. Really, I've watched a couple of films, documentaries and that about him.
He was
MK Ultra.
Yes. But he was smart as fuck. Yeah. Supposedly he was homeless, right? A homeless hippie, they want to say, right?
Right.
Here, I got this clip. I'm going to share the screen here.
All right, nice one, mate.
All right. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I know. You wouldn't like it.
Why?
Well, because it's not very nice.
Well, why?
Because the people that you let run your lives aren't very nice. The people that govern you, the people that tell you people what to do, they're not good people.
How do you have peace on this earth? You can't have peace on this earth unless you let Second World War die. You want to keep the Second World War going? You want to keep selling and buying Germans and dead Indians on TV every day? You know, that's got to stop. The Second World War's got to stop. And it's got to stop in the Jews. The Jews won't let the Second World War stop. They keep the Second World War going. They keep it going. They keep it going. They keep perpetuating it because they're making money. As soon as the Second World War was over, they never stopped the brainwash. The brainwash that they were selling the American public was making money. See what I'm saying? They were making money. They're not going to stop making money. If the combination's there to make money, they're going to keep selling it. They'll sell it all the way till I'm in the cell with a guy named Milman, Jerry Milman. And he's got pictures of Hitler and Japanese and things all. I said, boy, Hitler must have been a hell of a guy. He said, Hitler was terrible. I hate him. I hate him. I said, why do you hate him? He said, I'm a Jew. I said, well, why do you enshrine this guy? Is he your daddy? He said, he looked up to his mother's fear. And his mother's fear was Hitler. Hitler was like his father figure. He loved Hitler.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He hated Hitler. He needed Hitler to hold him up. Because Hitler was holding his hate up. Because without his hate, he didn't exist.
I don't think you people...
Pretty deep, right?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I think there's something definitely mentally wrong there. But that's just my opinion. Yeah, crazy bastard.
Yeah, he was crazy. Huh?
Yeah. You got a character, though. It's like the character, what he... Like the way he makes himself, like the way he portrays himself.
Well, when he started that group he was in, all right, that was right around all the MK Ultra and all that bullshit. And that was during the Hate Ashbury Clinic. Are you familiar with that?
What's he called?
Hate Ashbury. It was a clinic. I think it was in San Francisco.
Oh, was that normal? What is the connection to that?
It was a clinic for addicts.
Yeah.
So they attracted
like a rehab clinic.
Yeah, yeah. And so they attracted like homeless people and him. Right. And that's where he started gathering his group. But it was more than just some crazy ass hippie that. It was mostly women that followed him. So they liked this little fucker. He was only like 5 foot or some shit. He was short as fuck. You know, women like women are attracted to. They think little dudes are cute. You know what I mean? Like a Smurf or some shit. But it was mostly women that followed him. So he started. The CIA gave him fucking acid and all that shit. He started handing out to them and. They were just fucked up all the time. When you're tripping 24/7, you don't fucking know what you're doing. So.
No, wait, you fool.
And I know you know about that. You do acid out there in England.
Yeah, like acid. Yeah.
Is it hard to get?
I do like acid. Pardon?
Is it hard to get out there?
No. Not really. It's not as popular as what it was years ago when I was first started taking it, but you can still get it, yeah. It's just not as... It's a funny one, LSD, because it's... Because acid, people demonize it and say, oh, like, give it a bad name. But
yeah.
I like that long trip. You know what I mean? I like a longer trip. Well, like a mushroom, it's like a short trip.
Right.
I'm not into DMT. I don't like that. I've done it a few times. It's not me. I don't like it.
That's really short, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I like a long trip. Well, I much prefer that than, you know. But yeah, I like them, mate, Elder Lassie.
You know, Julio used to grow his own mushrooms now, but I don't know. I don't know about nowadays. He's a holy roller, so. And I am too, but, you know, I didn't, like, I stopped drinking during the week. I used to drink every night, General. I drank,
yeah.
I would drink 10 or 15 beers every fucking night after work. And I did that shit for 30 years. And my wife is super religious. And you know, she kept preaching to me and taking me to church and shit. And eventually I started praying. And it really happened right around the time when Julio was getting ready to go to rehab. You know, he's telling me like, he told me like 2 months before he went to rehab. He's like, all right, I'm going. They can't take me yet, but I'm going to rehab. So, like, I'll be driving to work and I'll be praying, like, all right, God, help me and Julio control our drinking. You know, I was mostly doing it for Julio, but I include myself because I know I drink too much too, right? And next thing you know, God started talking to me. And he said, look, And I would, here's how I would pray. I would say, God, please help me and Julio control our drinking. And then one day, I just said, hey, God, help me stop drinking. And I did stop drinking, right? And like I said, I did it every single night for 30 years. And the one day I messed up when I was driving to work, I said, God, help me and Julio to control our drinking. That was after I already stopped drinking. And I said, oh, I messed up. Sorry. I said, you know, I already stopped drinking. Thank you. But I said, I know if I go back, then I'm just going to fall right back to where I was. And he goes, there's only one way to find out. And people will call me crazy, dude. But ever since then, I stopped drinking during the week. And
it works.
It worked, dude. I'm not kidding. If I went to an AA meeting right now and said, listen, I prayed to God and he answered my prayer. And I only drink on Friday, Saturday night. They would tell me I'm fucking crazy. All of them would tell me I was fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Because
they
can't do that, so they think I can't do that.
Yeah. Sounds about right, that, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Well, what play for you, if it's working for you, mate, nice one.
Yeah, man. I mean, eventually I'm probably just going to stop altogether. But at least I broke free from those chains, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It really is. It's like you're a slave to the shit. So, you know, and I still look forward to Friday. You know what I'm saying? But it gives me a little something to look forward to, but at least I'm not getting fucked up every night. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Check this shit out.
You're gonna give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a gentleman.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
Sir?
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize. $12 now.
Dude. That dude was like fucking 6 foot five. I do feel sorry for people like that, man, but it's like, come on, dude.
It's disturbing, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It's like, I feel sorry for him.
It's clearly a bloke. It's a bloke.
Right.
Shut your fucking head on, mate.
A bloke. That's a guy, right?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man. You're fucking English is crazy.
And the Transcendence, mate. I tell you what, so creepy.
You got a lot of them over there?
Do you know, mate? I don't know any personally. But if I was to go out for a walk now, I'd either want to find one, just because you mentioned it, I'd need to find one, if you know what I mean, I'd have to find one. Well, there's loads of weirdos over here, mate. It's like a zoo. When you walk out around here, it's like a fucking open air zoo.
A lot of rapes going on, right? Because of the Middle East immigrants?
There's been a lot of rapes going on for years over here. They've been doing it for years.
I mean, it's mostly, I don't want to be racist or anything, but isn't it mostly like Middle Eastern immigrants that are doing that shit, or is it everybody?
Yeah, mainly,
because there's no guns and shit.
Yeah, you can still get guns, but you need a license, obviously, a firearm license. You've got to go through police and doctors. You can still shoot, but, mate, these immigrants who have come over, the Muslims.
Right.
They don't like us.
Yeah, so what the fuck are they come there for?
A different world. I don't. It's not like, you think, look, I mean, please, I'm not being racist here, but like fucking India and Pakistan, there are countries hot as fuck. England, it's a fucking shithole. It's cold, it's gloomy. So why come here?
Right. And you I think it's India, man. The fucking rivers are all fucking got water bottles. So many water bottles in them that you can't even see the fucking water. It's a shithole.
It's really, really dirty. I've seen those rivers, what you're on about. Like, they're the cities and that, aren't they? And it's just like basically rubbish, like a sewer.
Right.
I must stink that, mate. It stinks. Are they washing the fucking river, don't they, in that? Still washing it.
Oh, my God.
They wash themselves in this river. They dip in this river. They shit in the river. They piss in the river.
Right. It's a fucking cesspool, so, man.
I don't know what's going on, and then they want to come over here.
I mean, I don't blame them for wanting to leave, but don't leave one place and bring that shit to another place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mate, it can't be worse than here. Wherever they are, it cannot be worse than here. To go from...
Well, it's like...
To be honest with you, mate, as well, you know what's really, 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 like, concerning? Is they're all men. It's hardly any women and kids. Well, come over. It's all men.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's the same thing that's happening here, dude.
People up in that.
It's the same thing that's happening here. They come up through the Mexican border, and it's all like military age men. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy, mate.
Where the fuck are all the women and children? They're just left to fend for themselves?
They must be facing the war back at home.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's fucked up, isn't
it? All right. All right, man. Yeah, so my... We were talking about religion, but I've been trying not to cuss as much because now you listened to the episode last week with Bro Jack, right?
Hey, man, that was a top episode that I looked at. Good guest, wasn't it? I'll tell you what, mate, I bet he's got some brilliant stories.
Yeah, he'll be coming back next week, I think. I haven't texted him, but he was talking about immigration, and he brought up King Solomon. And that's real shit, man. It's like King Solomon, he wrote Proverbs. Or no, wait. Yeah, he wrote Proverbs, which is one of the most insightful books in the Bible. It's like Proverbs basically tells you how to act, and it backs it up with with reasons why you should act like that. But this motherfucker had like 300 wives, and then he started fucking all his servants, and a lot of them were like pagans and shit like that. So it caused him to turn his back on God. You know what I mean? The Bible is nuts, dude, because it's... You got people, imperfect people, writing books and telling you how to act, and then they turn around and do wrong. You know what I mean? Like, Paul wrote half the Bible. And
something, right?
Yeah, when he was a Jew, he was literally killing Christians because he was so obedient to his God that he's like, all right, these motherfuckers want to worship another a human being that's walking the earth, and he started killing them. And then one day, fuck, sounds like I got asthma or some shit. One day he seen Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him. He's like, why are you persecuting me? And after that, his obedience that he had in the Jewish faith, he turned it to Christianity. And now he wrote half the damn Bible. But he's a killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can be forgiven. If this dude was killing Christians and then he turned around and wrote half the Bible, it's like, if he can't be saved, if he can be saved, who can't? You know what I mean? And that's the same shit that Brojack was talking about. Like, he was talking to people on death row, you know, murderers, and he's trying to save them. You know what I mean? But I mean,
yeah.
But with that being said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's one for actually for Brojack. Right? I mean, did he have the same sort of empathy if it was like a child predator? Would he still have the same empathy for that person than for like a murderer?
That's like the worst, isn't it? It seems like it's worse than a murder. You know what I mean?
But I did think now, after listening to episode 4, let's see how short the week.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the first thing I thought. I wonder what his views are about the sexual, the wrong one.
Well, now he was on death row.
Interesting to know.
He was on death row, so the pedophiles wouldn't be on death row. But I think, in my book, pedophiles are worse than murderers because I damn near killed somebody myself.
For sure, mate. For sure.
You know, I was facing 2 to 8 years for felonious assault because I nearly beat this dude to death. I put him in the I didn't know. They didn't know if he was going to live. And so they set my bond at $750,000. And so I'm like, I just woke up in jail and I'm like, not knowing if I'm getting out or not. And then I heard my bond, and then my boss bought me a lawyer, and my lawyer came in and told me my bond was $750,000. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on with my life? You know, it was fucking crazy. But I mean, pedophiles are a different story. They're fucked in the head. A lot of people say they can't be, they can't, once you're like that, they say you can't be saved. You can't.
I've heard that as well, mate. I can't believe it. I swear that way for sure.
I think it's if you ask me, it's demons, man. Because
I mean, you can people say, "Oh, I've changed." Okay, but you still got a mind of things. You know, you could chop their, you could castrate them.
Oh,
chop their arm and legs off. But they still got a thought or something.
Right, right.
So they could still manipulate somebody in a way.
Yeah.
Into doing things for them. You know, like the sickos, like you said, mate. Yeah. Well, haven't any child predators been on death row?
Well, I'm sure some of them are, but yeah. For the most part, they're
like John Wayne Gacy and that.
Was he a pedophile?
They like the kids, didn't they?
To be honest, I'm not familiar with it. I just know he was like a serial killer. But yeah. I know he used to dress up as a clown, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I've been handling it.
Fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
All right, man. I don't know how long we've been going. But it's good to hear from you, General. You're going to start.
Yeah, not spoke for a while, have we?
Right. You going to start recording again or what?
I am, yeah. But I've just, to be honest with you, Fox, as you know, from my shit that I've had going on with my mum passing away.
Yeah.
It's just been a bit of a. It's just been a bit hard to. I'm just fucking heartbroken from it all, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So once I get my head sorted out, though, yes, I will be. I think you need to. I think you'll help me, especially with my mental health. Like.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just not sure when.
All right.
It's like up and down. You know what I mean? Like being worried about my dad and that.
Yeah, I know, man. You've been bummed out. But, I mean, I know you're not religious, but, I'm not. And I don't know if it's because I'm religious, but I'm just not afraid to die. I'm ready. If I go tonight, I'll go happy. You know, but I've been like that for 20 years. You know what I mean? And, you know, my mom's gone. And it's crazy because when my mom. All right. So my mom was an Irish Catholic. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And. We never went to church, never talked about God. She did have the Ten Commandments hanging up on the wall, but I think that was like, you know, they used to have those parties where you buy pictures and shit, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she had the Ten Commandments on the wall, and that was as much as I knew about God. But when she was laying in the hospital dying, she was on a ventilator. She had her rosary beads with her. And that was the first time Yeah, and that was the first time I ever seen those in my life. You know, so, I mean, once you talk to God one time, when you know it's time to go, you're going to remember. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to preach.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to preach, man. I mean, it's everybody's going to go their own way.
That's true, mate.
Yeah.
First thing I say, mate, is sorry for your loss. You know, I know how fucking hard it is losing your mum.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, mate. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, we're all going to go, man. I could die tonight.
Yeah.
And like I said, if I do, I'll die happy. I don't want to because I got a wife and kids that I got to take care of. But, I mean, it's not in my control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about your show.
We've got a podcast called Subconscious Realm. I'm on Spotify, but actually, do you remember when that week that I found my mum on 31st of March, ended up in hospital? That week I ended up in hospital. Spotify ripped down 58 of my episodes to the breached copyright laws. But it's not, it's fucking bullshit, mate. It's literally some track.
Was it music or what? For music?
Yeah, they said I played music from a track on 58 of the episodes. It was the same track. I've never heard of the track. My intro or my outro, I got done myself. So it's my own shit. It got mixed. Not copied any, don't break any copyright laws. It's just all bullshit. But do you remember when I told you about it? I thought it was a bit of a kind of a trap at first.
It might have been.
Ignored it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ignored it. But then they got taken down.
That happened to us because Julio was playing some clip off of fucking Instagram. It was a homeless dude. He was half singing and half screaming. He was just making an ass of himself. But it had music in the background from Celine Dion. You know, like the music from Titanic.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And this dude was trying to sing along with it, and he was just like, "Arr!" And they fucking took us they fucking give us a strike for that, man. It's bullshit. Whatever. Like, you can play a clip from any movie you want, which is someone's work, but you can't play music. I don't understand that. Fuck it.
Excuse me. Yeah. Apparently, they've done it to a few people, though. I know a couple of, like, because I've not been on socials as much as what previously, obviously, because of what I've had going on. But I know people on Twitter mentioned they've had episodes taken down for, like, bullshit reasons as well.
Right, right.
So I'm not sure what's going on. But I think the timing of everything, I'm kind of almost certain, I think someone's done it deliberately.
Yeah.
It's not just been what somebody has deliberately gone out of the way to fucking report 58 of my episodes for some bullshit. Yeah. And I think it's pretty sad. It really is.
I mean, I don't want to keep talking about religion, but I think it's... I think the people that run Hollywood, they... and run the music industry, which is mostly Jews, which are not the Jews from the Bible. They are a different set of people. Yeah. They are run by, they are demon, I think they were, okay, the, you want to start getting into the occult and shit like that. The Jews, they've got secondary books outside of the Old Testament, like the Talmud. They're into the Kabbalah and all that type of shit. They've been worshiping the wrong God probably for 2,000 years, and that's why Jesus came back. And if you read the Bible, it'll say. I mean, I don't want to get into it, man. But there's parables in the Bible. And if you really look into these parables, he is saying he's trying to bring these Jews back to Christianity, but they don't want it because they don't want to give up their job. They don't want to give up their power.
Yeah.
And that's why he came back. And there's so many verses in the Bible where he says, first the Jew, then the Gentile. And there's a parable in the Bible, and it's about a wedding, right?
Yeah.
And so the master of the house is having a wedding for his daughter, or I can't remember what it was about, but he was having a wedding. And so the people that he invited, they didn't show up. A lot of them had other shit to do or whatever, and so he's like, all right. They didn't want to come to my daughter's wedding. Go out on the streets and get anybody you can get. So they started bringing people in from outside. That represents the Jews and the Gentiles. So Jesus tried to bring the Jews. They didn't want it. So he started bringing in the Gentiles, which is people that are non-Jews. You know, and that whole parable is repeated throughout the Bible. It's crazy, man. I mean, I don't want to get into all this religion stuff, but it really is fascinating once you start reading it. It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see, have you got Brozak on next week?
What's that?
Have you got Brozak on next week?
I haven't texted him, but he's supposed to be coming back. Yeah, in another week or two.
Oh, nice one, mate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you could ask him that about the Nazis.
About what?
You know, because we've got the Nazis, the child predators, the pedos. That's what we call pedophiles.
Oh, you mean on death row?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I will. I'll try to remember that.
Oh, nice one, mate. But yeah, Subconscious Realms on Spotify and probably and on Apple Pod as well. I'm on Instagram at subcon_realms33, on Twitter at subconrealms.
Twitter.
And my email is
yeah, that's how we met, was on Instagram.
Yeah, it was, mate. Yeah, yeah.
You kept sending me clips. I didn't even know you had a podcast. I kept playing your clips, and then here we are, man. We're doing a fucking swap cast 2 years later.
I know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem, mate. I will speak to you soon. I love you, brother.
All right. Love you, man. Good night.
I love you too, mate. Subcon_realms33 on Twitter at subconrealms.
Twitter.
I mean, email is.
Yeah, that's how we met, was on Instagram.
Yeah, it was, mate. Yeah, yeah.
You kept sending me clips. I didn't even know you had a podcast. I kept playing your clips, and then here we are, man. We're doing a fucking swap cast 2 years later.
I know, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem, mate. I will speak to you soon. I love you, brother.
All right. Love you, man. Good night.
I love you too, mate. Night.
Thank you.